Yeah. Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is John Macy, who is an Alexander Technique teacher, a physical therapist, and a Stott trained in mat work and the reformer. John's been teaching the Alexander Technique for about 28 years. He's been a physical therapist for 25 years, and he's been involved with Pilates work for about 8 years. John's website is alexandertechniqueomaha.com, and John is also the co-owner of the Workout Inc. in Omaha, and their website is the Workout Inc. .com, and the Inc. part is spelled I-N-C, the workoutinc.com. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm going on the assumption here that a great many people who are involved with Pilates, either taking Pilates classes or Pilates instructors, have at best a somewhat hazy idea of what the Alexander Technique is. So I wonder if you could begin by providing a little description of it for them.
Certainly. The Alexander Technique, as I understand it and practice it, is really a way for people to learn how to consciously observe and make changes in how they're moving, generally because they want to improve it, to have less tension, less stress, less difficulty in doing whatever it is they're doing, whether it's simple activities like getting out of a chair or going up and down stairs, or more complicated things like sporting activities or Pilates moves in their Pilates class. It really teaches people how to observe what they're doing and what are the things that they really need to think about and work on in order to change their movement in a real coherent and rational manner. And I think that's a real benefit for it, is it really gives people a way to say, gee, this is really tough. What is one way that I could figure out what would make this better on their own?
Mm-hmm. So from the point of view of someone who is taking Pilates classes, or perhaps has taken Pilates classes, what is the Alexander Technique, what could it bring into the equation that would be beneficial for them? Why would they want to, in addition to Pilates, explore the Alexander Technique?
There's a couple of reasons. I think the most important is it would make their Pilates workouts far more effective. When Pilates is taught well, there's a lot of emphasis on good control of very specific muscles. First do this, then this, and control all of those in a very smooth and coordinated manner. And a lot of times the moves are designed to challenge your coordination. The Alexander Technique really teaches a person the things we need to do to gain that coordination. So it really would enhance the workout because you'd learn how to think and isolate and control your movement in the manner that the instructor is telling you to do it. It's one thing to be told, you know, do this. It's another for somebody to show you, how do you do it? And that's where the Alexander Technique comes in teaching people how to change and do new movements.
Okay, so I can see that sort of a synergistic relationship that between Alexander lessons and Pilates sessions. Is that what you're saying?
Undoubtedly. I think there is a lot of overlap in them. You know, they both come from the turn of the 20th century when there was quite a large interest in what they called physical culture. And you see those influences in both these approaches in terms of how do we improve the body's movement and thinking and a very global picture. I look at Pilates as being more on the physical end of it, but it definitely had a component of being very conscious and observant. And Alexander's kind of at the other end, but being highly conscious and observant, but it's applied to your physical existence. So I really see them as two ends of the same spectrum of improvement and hence very complementary to each other.
Mm-hmm. And I might mention here that there is a website called PilatesandAlexander.com that explores the parallels between the two men, Joseph Pilates and F. Matthias Alexander. And there are some pretty striking parallels between their lives, their discoveries, their approaches to physical improvement.
Yes, so. I'm not sure if there's any evidence that the two ever met. I think it was more a function of the fact that it was just part of the times and the interest in this approach to human health that they reflect.
Oh, I think that's true. But it is amazing, some of the parallels between the two. So anyone who wants to pursue that could go to that website. Now, the other question, I think, from the point of view of a Pilates instructor, or perhaps someone who's learning to be a Pilates instructor, why would they find the Alexander technique useful for them, do you think?
I think there's two major reasons they'd find it useful. First of all, when you look at Pilates' original writings and the things that his students who actually trained with him talk about, Pilates really emphasized awareness, mindfulness, and whole body in his exercise system and organization. And the Alexander technique shows instructors simple things they can do to include that when they're actually teaching. Again, we go back to the how to do it that the Alexander technique brings in. So I really think it assists instructors in Pilates to understand Pilates work better and a better sense of how you could be teaching it. The other part is it really shows, because you're working with yourself and looking at others, it shows a student how to look at somebody else and observe their movement, which is critically important for a Pilates instructor to be able to look at a student and say, oh, you're having a problem with this movement because you're not doing this other thing up at this part of your body. And I can see that because I've spent some time developing my observation skills and understanding of how we move because of the Alexander technique training I received. I wouldn't expect a Pilates teacher to become an Alexander teacher, but those ideas can certainly help their ability to convey Pilates information by being able to see things better and also knowing what to think about when you're teaching.
So basically, it sounds like what you're saying is that you could be a better Pilates or a more efficient Pilates student or a more effective Pilates instructor by doing a bit of Alexander technique study.
Definitely. It's been my experience that it can help quite a bit from both the students and the instructors.
Right. And I would also add to that from my own experience that it works the other way too. That for this is a little off topic, but I think it's relevant for an Alexander teacher or Alexander student. A bit of targeted Pilates work can make quite a difference as well. Would you agree with that?
Oh, certainly. I mean, Alexander technique is very focused at the cerebral thinking end of things, but if you haven't got the muscular strength and gross base coordination to do the movements, you can think about it till the cows come home and you aren't going to be able to do it. You really need both halves of the equation.
Exactly.
The strength, yeah. Physical ability, and the brain power or control system to run that physical ability.
So is there anything else you want to say on this general topic of the Alexander technique and Pilates?
Yeah, I really think that the two systems are really great complements to each other. I have long encouraged my Pilates students to have some Alexander lessons and often sneak it into what I'm teaching in my classes anyway. And the same, as you had said, for Alexander teachers to get some Pilates work to improve their movement and strength, because I think it's a great overlap and complement for both of them. I think that doing both of them really improves one's ability and actually makes both of them much more enjoyable. And in the end, isn't that why we do anything? It's because we like it.
I would certainly hope so. Well, thank you so much, John. John Macy has been our guest today. John, again, is an Alexander technique teacher, a physical therapist, and a Pilates instructor in Omaha, Nebraska. You can reach him through his website at Alexander Technique Omaha. That's all one word, alexandertechniqueomaha.com. He is also the co-owner of The Workout Inc. in Omaha, and that's their website is The Workout, and then the letters INC afterwards, .com. John, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
This is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com.